Every day, as I leave my house, I check to make sure I've got all my stuff. I pat my pockets while reciting the inventory of things: keys, wallet, sunglasses, cell phone, mask. If I'm going to the hospital, I check for my prayer book, stole, oil stock, and communion kit. And the same is true when I leave home to play tennis or work out. Just a different set of things to carry. Where am I going? Have I got everything? Sometimes I get a step out the door or further and realize I've forgotten something and I have to return to collect the things I need. And I am utterly amazed at the volume of stuff I end up carrying. Now imagine all the stuff a soldier has to carry. In his book about the Vietnam War entitled The Things They Carried, Tim O'Brien describes in detail how his first lieutenant, Jimmy Cross, carried a compass, maps, code books, binoculars, and a .45 caliber pistol that weighed 2.9 pounds fully loaded. An RTO, Mitchell Sanders, carried the PRC-25 radio, a killer 26 pounds with its battery. As a medic, Rat Kiley carried a canvas satchel filled with morphine and plasma and malaria tablets and surgical tape and comic books and all the things a medic must carry, including M&Ms for especially bad wounds, for a total weight of nearly 18 pounds. As a big man, therefore a machine gunner, Henry Dobbins carried the M60, which weighed 23 pounds unloaded, but which was almost always loaded. In addition, Dobbins carried between 10 to 25 pounds of ammunition draped in belts across his chest and shoulders. O'Brien goes on to describe in exquisite detail all that everyone carried and how much it weighed. And everyone also carried photographs of their loved ones back home. No matter what our occupation, the things we carry are important. They speak to who we are and what we do. And we carry much more than the weight of material things. We carry fears, concerns, regrets, and losses. We carry our hopes and our victories and our loves in our hearts as well, even though their weight is immeasurable. As a Pharisee and member of the Sanhedrin, Nicodemus from our gospel today carried a lot of weight. He would have worn the insignia of his responsibilities as a teacher and judge of Israel. Yet we also sense in him the heaviness of discontent and a restless heart. He came to Jesus at night in secret, embarrassed and fearful. I think he was spirit-led and brave to go with all his gear and all that weight and enter into relationship with Jesus. Jesus told him that he came into the world to save him and us, that to enjoy eternal life with God, we have to receive that salvation, accept the Spirit, and be born from above, anew, again, from the heart, which means being baptized into the true faith and living accordingly. It seems that Nicodemus was doing that, and I like to think he was eventually baptized. The true faith and life is best expressed in the doctrine of the Holy Trinity, which we celebrate today. In its simplest expression, God is three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, in one undivided being. Or as Saint Athanasius states, we worship one God in Trinity and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the substance. Unfortunately, I think, the credo language, as perfectly true as it is, can feel rather abstract and formulaic. It doesn't translate easily to our modern ears. So although no analogy is ever going to capture the holy mystery in all its depth, and there are some bad analogies out there, I think it's okay to use analogies and other descriptive language to help us come closer to the Godhead. And I think they can bring us back to the creeds eventually, and with an expanded understanding of them. And so taking that risk, one such analogy that I think is particularly apropos on this, the first day of our optional mask wearing, is one that compares God to an actor wearing three masks. The Latin word persona is a theatrical term, which means mask, and the word person is derived from it. The first person is the Father, who creates heaven and earth. The second person is the Son, Jesus, whose role it is to redeem the world. And the third person is the Holy Spirit, who enlightens and sanctifies. These three persons act out a love story wherein each person reciprocally loves each other. The Father sets the stage, the Son is the hero, and the Holy Spirit animates what is ultimately a comedy, not a tragedy, because our Lord is victorious. The word Nicodemus, the name Nicodemus, actually means victory for the people. One way to think of our baptism is as our initiation into that love story, each with our own part to play. Besides the personalities and roles, the unity of the Trinity is vital. God is not three independent, atomic, or autonomous persons, but rather interdependent members of a community. The character of that divine community is mutual self-giving and receiving. We are made like that. Not being in community diminishes us. It leads to illness, bitterness, and death of the soul. We live in concert with the Holy Trinity when we engage across differences, practice justice, provide hospitality, expand our friendships, and pray for others. So the Trinity is not an exotic code. It is God's own self revealed to us. Focusing our vision on the Trinity as our pattern of life is therefore the pathway to health and abundant life. So what then does the Trinity have to do with leaving the house every day with pockets laden with stuff, or with heavy-laden soldiers, all the heavy-laden soldiers who've ever lived and died? Just this, The Trinity is with us everywhere we go. One God in three persons is always with us. But they are different from every other thing in that the Trinity is not another thing or a symbol that we carry, but God actually carries us along with all the weighty stuff of our lives. All of us are carried, including Nicodemus and every soldier who has sacrificed for our freedom. All of us who are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit are carried. And the Holy Trinity carries us into something like a play that is a love story, a play that is always on. The question is, will we answer the call to join the play, to play our part in it? And thanks be to God, William and Julia today have said a hearty yes. Here I am. Send me. And so now we will officially join them into the life of the Trinity, into that most joyful play.